Yuma Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin 5-7, the last of the Perek, and really wrapping things up over here. The Mishnah says, Kol Maase Yom Kippurim Ha'amur Al HaSeder. All of the various avodos of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol does were said in a specific order, and that order matters. And therefore, Im Hikdim Maase L'Chavero, if a person did one of the steps out of order, doing something that should have been after before, Lo Asa Klum. So he's achieved nothing, meaning he'll have to go back and pick up and do it again in the proper order. So now the Mishnah will focus for the rest of the Mishnah essentially on the blood avoda of the par and the seir. Now if we just think for a second, there are basically, let's call them, six sets of blood applications for a total of 43 applications, but it's eight in the Kaddish Kaddashim of the bull, then eight of the Kaddish Kaddashim of the goat, and then eight against or towards the paroches of the bull, and eight toward the paroches of the goat. That's a total of 32 applications, but that's like four sets. And then you have four on the karanos, on the protrusions of the mizbeach hazahav, on the inner altar, and then seven on the metal itself in the middle where it's been cleared of the coals. So that's another two sets, totaling 11, and 11 plus 32 is 43. So the Tanakam will hold there are basically six sets, and those sets, each of the sets is a mitzvah in and of itself, and therefore, if you didn't complete a whole set before something went wrong, like after, let's say, you've done five of the sprinklings and then you drop the blood on the floor, you'll have to start again picking up from the beginning of that set, says the Tanakama. And similarly, if you do it out of order, you'll have to pick up where you left off at a set. So here the Mishnah says, Hikdim dam ha-se'ir l'dam ha-par. If one sprinkled the blood of the goat before sprinkling the blood of the bull, let's say in the Kaddish Kaddashim, then yachzer v'yazim dam ha-se'ir la'achar dam ha-par. So that did nothing. The goat application blood did nothing. You have to now first do the bull, as you're supposed to, and then re-sprinkle the blood of the goat. Similarly, this letter vav here in the Mishnah, v'im, probably should be taken out, like the Gerus in the Yerushalmi. So im ad shelo gamar es hamatanos shebifnim nishpach adam, if before one completed the various applications of the blood inside, meaning in the Kaddish Kaddashim, nishpach adam, if he spills that blood, yavi dam acher, you have to bring new blood, meaning you'll have to shecht a new animal, a new bull or a new goat, v'yachzer v'yazeh b'tchila bifnim, and you start again from that set, the beginning of that particular set of those six sets, all over again in the Kaddish Kaddashim, v'chein b'heichal, the same would apply if we're talking about the Kodesh, meaning before the Paroches, v'chein b'mizbeach hazahav, and also if you're applying onto the golden altar, the four applications, natan, the daubs on your finger, and the seven sprinklings in the middle of the mizbeach, each one of those sets, if, remember this is combined, those last two, totaling 11, were a combination of bull and goat blood, so if you spill it, you have to get a new goat and a new bull, and shech them and start again from there. Shekulan kapara b'fnei atzman, because each of the sets, those six sets, stand as a step in the atonement in of themselves. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree, and they say it's not six sets, each of the sets being a mitzvah to themselves, but rather there's, I'll call them 43 separate mitzvahs. And therefore, if a person sprinkled five times out of the eight and then he drops the blood, he'll have five down and then he has three more to go. So that being the case, they say, Rabbi Elazar and Shimon say, Memakam Shepasak. He will have to get new blood, of course, from a new animal, shechting it again, but he'll resume from the place left off. So after he dropped off, after Achas V'Arba, he'll just do three more, Achas V'Chamesh, Achas V'Shesh, and Achas V'Sheva, and then he'll be done. Misham hu matkil. From there, from Achas V'Sheish, wherever it was, Chamesh, I should say, wherever it was, that's where he'll begin again. The halacha is like the Tanakama, so we're going in sets, not individual, 43 separate individual mitzvahs, or rather, there are six discrete units. Each one needs to be done completely and in order, and if not, you pick up from where you messed up.